Okay, good evening, everyone. This is the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission, and it's our regular meeting, November 17th, 2022, at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building in Morro Bay, California. Welcome. We're here, we've established a quorum. There's three of us here. And I'm calling the meeting to order. Now, would you please join me in a moment of silence? Next, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Raymond, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up, we have announcements and presentations. Any announcements, my fellow commissioners?
Yeah, I have one announcement. Tonight at 9 p.m., Stephen Colbert, the comedian, is hosting Pickleball with the Stars. And from what I understand now in America, there's between 3 and 5 million pickleball players. Up 12% from last year, and you know we have a pickleball court here in Morro Bay, so if you're interested, go out there and check it out. Okay.
Very good. Any other announcements?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, so we're going to go ahead and I'll send it down to staff if they have anything. I don't have anything. I changed my mind. Look at that.
Turn myself. Good evening, commissioners. I have a few things coming up in youth services and special events. Kids Club, this week, it was minimum days at Del Mar Elementary, which meant all the students were out at 1 p.m. That's about almost two hours before they're normally out. We opened up extra hours, and we had an average of 50 kids every single day. I was out there every day so far. It's been fun, though. But we've been very busy. We will be closed for the holiday break, so for Thanksgiving week, the whole entire week. And then over winter break this year, San Luis Coastal, their winter break is 2 weeks and 2 days. It's a long time. So we're hosting our holiday hangouts. We have one next week for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we'll be doing our annual Turkey Bowl with the sports department, which is our flag football tournament. We're doing an exploration day to live like they did in the pilgrim time and a thankful harvest feast day. And then during winter time, we'll be hosting the holiday hangouts for a majority of the time off. We are going to take 1 day off the 26th because I didn't really have staff that could work that day. So we'll be doing a lot of fun things, elf workshops, winter activities, and then we have a whole week dedicated to different children's literature. So that one's going to be a fun day. Okay, that's what's going on with youth services. Then we have our annual tree lighting, holiday tree lighting. I hope that you all can make it. It's Friday, December 2nd at the City Park. And we will be serving cider and cookies from the Senior Center. We will have some performances from different local groups, and local children will be performing as well. And then, of course, a visit from our favorite guy, Sienna. So that'll be exciting. And then the next day, we have our Breakfast with Santa event. Also, I suggest you come. This year, again, we partnered with the Kiwanis Group. They'll be cooking the pancake breakfast and serving it. We also have a variety of local organizations that will be coming out and doing other things. So we have Buttercup Bakery will be doing cookie decorating. We have the Community Foundation of Estero Bay will be doing a hot cocoa bar. We have a couple local churches that will be doing gift making and ornament making. And then youth services will be doing gingerbread houses, and our lifeguards will be face painting. And, of course, Santa will be there, too. So pretty exciting. And then our very last thing, no, it's okay, is our kids' night out. This is something that we started a few years ago. Our families love it. Not only do the parents love it because it's a night out for them, but the kids really enjoy this. So we typically do one in December, and then we'll do one every couple months after that. So this one will be a Christmas pajama party on the 9th from 5 to 8. So. All right. That is it for me.
Thank you, Anhelka. Ken, do you have anything?
Yeah, so wanted to update everyone what's going on with sports right now. We just finished our end-of-the-season soccer tournament this last weekend, so if Commissioner Davis was here, she could probably fill you in on how it went for their team, but we'll table that for later. And let's see, we have basketball team creation meetings happening right now. We just wrapped up our basketball registration, so we have just over 250 players, and we'll probably get a handful more by the time the season rolls around. We are in the midst of our fall adult softball season, and for the first time, we're up to six teams now, so looking to continue the success moving forward to the new year and the spring program. And the next program after that will be, you know, before the next meeting will be our girls softball program, which registration will happen in January for that. So we're kind of in that harvest time for the sports department right now and getting geared up for the upcoming seasons.
Thanks, Ken. And I changed my mind. I do have a couple things I wanted to say. It's nice to be back in person. I know it's been, a couple of meetings since we've done this, but it's great to see so many folks out in the crowd, so thanks you guys for coming out. But I really did want to mention our first quarter funding from the Community Foundation of Estero Bay, first quarter of 22-23 fiscal year, $11,090. So we're happy to partner with the foundation, who does help us with funding for our programs for those kids who are not able to afford our programs. I think that came out right. That was really it. Thank you.
Sounds good. The next item would be some presentations. Do we have any presentations this evening? The seniors.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can give just a real quick update on what's going on at the Senior Center. All sorts of great activities planned as we're starting to program for 2023. We're looking to bring Cuesta College Emeritus classes again to the center. We are also busy with Rovers trips. One of their last ones was to the Chumash Casino. And they also just, I think they just wrapped up one on the Chablis, so a dinner cruise on the Chablis. So a lot of action going on there. And then in January is the, we're bringing back finally the annual health fair. So we're working towards bringing the businesses in the area, educational information regarding health for seniors. Then we'll have some information out about that, the specifics coming out sometime in December. But it is the weekend following Martin Luther King holiday weekend. So I think it's like the 17th or the 20th, right in there. Anyways, let me see what else is going on there. Some great televisions that were provided by the Senior Center. We've got a television screen. We call it, or a monitor, pardon me. We call it a monitor nowadays. In our community center lobby, that does help to promote not only the senior activities, but also what we do with recreation services. So that's on a loop with our flyers and other information that you can see there. Also, on the senior side of the house, there is another monitor, and this is an interactive monitor, which is a touch screen. We have the item. We just don't know how to work it quite yet. So we're working out those details right now, but what we're looking at is, you know, the ability to you know, push the monitor screen, and it'll direct you to Quest of Classes or whatever, you know, whatever the other activities we have taking place for the seniors. And in one day, we'll be able to touch that screen and register for activities. So it's going to be a slow process. We're learning, but the monitor is there, and we're pretty excited about that. So, and let me see. Two more things. We were offered free tickets to the Nutcracker. The Senior Center was. And the Nutcracker is on, I think, the 9th, 10th, 11th of December. But they do allow certain organizations and agencies free tickets to attend a dress rehearsal on the Thursday night before. So they gave the Senior Center 40 tickets, and they were gone within the day. So we're trying to chase down some more. So give a call if those of you out there in the audience or those in TV land, give a call to the Senior Center, and we'll see if we can hook you up with some tickets if we get more. And then also just one final shout-out for our Tunes at Thailand's program. The numbers came in. We did really very good. Additional funding came in from our tourism board. Visit Morro Bay, who helped to fund those events at $5,000, along with $10,000 from the city. So we ended up actually profiting a little bit, that we can take those funds and roll them into next year's series, given that the council, city council does approve this program again for next year. So we're looking forward to that. I'm sure that they will. It was a huge success, upwards of 300 people attending each event. So we'll keep you guys informed on that one as we get a little closer. And thank you very much. That's from the seniors.
Thank you. Next on the agenda item would be public comment. Do we have any public comment this evening? Seeing none, we'll move to the next item, which is the consent calendar.
Mr. Chairman, let's double check with the AGP to see if there's anybody on the phone calling in for public comment.
Good idea.
AGP?
Thank you, Chair. We have no raised hands from attendees in the queue. However, Member Davis has had her hand up for a while now.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Chairman, we do have Commissioner Davis.
Oh, great.
Who is on okay. Zoom. And her
yes,
hand is
I'm
up.
I've been here the whole time.
Oh, great.
Hi.
Good seeing you. Nice.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't make it tonight. But I guess one good thing about having the Zoom option is I can still attend, but just not in person. So I'm here.
Very good. Nice to see
and
you.
And the soccer season, by the way, went really well. My daughter just had her end of the year soccer party last night with her team, and they were called the Killer Whales. They definitely did not kill it, but they had a lot of fun. They had a lot of fun, so that's all that counts. So,
very good. Okay, let's move on to the consent calendar. We have three items in the consent calendar. A1 is the approval of minutes from the Recreation and Parks Commission meeting of September 15th. A2 is the Recreation Service Division status report, and A3, the participation report, September 2022 to October 2022. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve consent items A1 through A3.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing no opposition, we'll approve A1 through A3. And it's as submitted. Next order of business will be public hearing. And seeing none, we'll move to our business items. We have the first item of business is C1, the program evaluation, flag football 2021.
All right. So, yeah, this was the first year we brought back the flag football program, I think, for a couple of years. They used to run a flag football program in the area. However, we brought the NFL flag program. We had our flag football games on Fridays at Lila Kaiser Park, so families got to enjoy the good-natured community atmosphere out there at Lila Kaiser under the lights on Friday. We had a bunch of former football players that were high schoolers, you know, going to college and returning to play football as referees and coaches. So that was fun for the kids to interact with the high schoolers because sometimes they get tired of listening to people their parents' age coaching them. The NFL flag program is a starter program for administrators that lets you enter into a licensing agreement where you get to order the NFL jerseys that are reversible for all the kids, so they get to wear, you know, their favorite team on their chest and get to be excited to play in that. The program uses modified rules to play the game of football that are a safe alternative, which makes it a lot easier for, you know, recreation department to take on what would be a pretty dangerous collision sport. It's all flag grabbing, and each uniform you order comes with a flag, as well as, you know, a handful of uniforms gets you a ball. We had 91 total players, boys and girls, first through eighth grade. We even had an all-girl team that played in our fourth and fifth grade division that was the winning team in their division, so that was exciting. You see a flag football as a girls' high school sport in a lot of areas across the United States, so we're hoping that by the time they play Powder Puff, they'll be like some of the best players. After the season was over, we showcased the program at a Morro Bay High School football game. So some of our, you know, first, second, and third graders got out there at halftime and got to play under the lights. So that was a cool way to introduce it to the greater community. And we're excited to see the program continue to grow, and had a great time on Friday nights at Lila Kaiser. Is there any questions?
Turn that on. Sounds fantastic. I see the cost recovery exceeded the cost recovery.
That's correct.
Fantastic. Sounds like a lot of fun. Nice job.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to receive and file C1?
I motion to receive and file C1.
And a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing no opposition? C1 is received and filed. And we'll move on to the next order of business, which is C2, Aquatics, September to October 2022.
All right, I'll be taking this one as well. For the beginning of fall, the pool was open with, you know, roughly the same hours since it started in late fall 2017. One of the challenges was staffing during the school hours on the weekdays that were open, because primarily a lot of our lifeguards are students. There's talk of me even jumping into the lifeguard certification just in case I need to be out there. So I'm going to try to get in shape for that. Let's see, for some of the total numbers here, we had 1,230 participants in lap swim, 439 participants in aqua aerobics, master swim, 60 participants. And in order to accommodate a lot more lessons, they moved to group lessons during this period, and 296 group lessons were offered, a lot of them on Sundays. And the aquatic staff, you know, as apt and top-notch as they are at the pool, they also help out with our various events like the Halloween events and serve as kind of a catch-all for what we do with the recreation services. That's pretty much it. Is there any questions on the aquatics
No, you're doing a great job. I do see, we predict that there will be more people participating, and I think they probably will be an upswing in that. That's it.
That's great.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep.
May I have a motion to receive and file C2?
Well, I make a motion to receive and file C2.
And I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing none, we will receive and file C2 and move on to C3, which is the floating pumpkin patch, 2022.
All right, I'm going to take this one as well. So the floating pumpkin patch is becoming one of the mainstays of the pool as a special event. It's just a really fun event that they learned about from the California Park and Rec Society conference. And, you know, basically you go out, you get to swim, you get to pick a pumpkin, and it's really in the spirit of the fall and Halloween time. So there was various donations they got. We're able to get some pumpkins from the Girl Scout community for help decorating, and charge participants $15 for each kid, $5 for the parents that also wanted to swim, so that it could be a full family fun event. The weather was not ideal, but we still had a good time out there. So, I think it was 85 participants with 150 pumpkins available for picking. It's just we're very excited to host this event and going to continue with it in the future. Any questions?
Yeah, that's neat. Thank you. Do I have a motion to receive and file? C3?
I move to receive and file C3.
And a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No opposition? We'll receive and file C3. And moving on to C4, the staff report, Morro Bay Trick or Treat 2022.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could really quick just let Commissioner Davis know that you can speak freely. You don't have to raise your hand. And apparently her hand has been raised on Zoom, but you can go ahead and speak freely. And with that, I'm going to pass the mic over to Angelica, who will discuss Morro Bay Trick or Treat.
Okay. This was our 8th year hosting this event. We co-hosted with the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce, as well as, but he doesn't like to take a lot of credit, but John the Barber from Mike's Barbershop. He really is the instrumental, director in this whole thing, and we just kind of go along with it. He truly loves it, and so I want to just give a big thank you to him, because I think we're pretty lucky, our community is lucky to have someone like him, a community member like him that wants to continue to put this on. So this year, I estimate we had about 800 children participate with about 1,500 people, because children come with parents and sometimes grandparents and sometimes. And we had 50 participants, 50 local businesses participate to hand out candy. Some of them did it through their out of their business, but then some participated in our festival area. So that was really fun. We do our map. This year we also did a digital map. So they just scanned it. They could get it on their phone. And I think a lot of people, that's really where everyone's going, and they liked that. Parents liked that, so they didn't have to come and get a piece of paper. And then we had our festival area. We had a bounce house. Shoreline Calvary Church always donates their bounce house for it, so that was really great. Morro Bay Fire Department had their fire truck. The trolley had their haunted trolley. Morro Bay PD did a mobile haunted house, where they brought their haunted house to the parking lot and had it out there. So that was really neat. And then White Caps, of course, provided the music, which they always do a great job. So it had minimal cost, because really it's just a little staffing and some supplies. But it doesn't hurt us, I think. So, and then this year we did it a little different. Typically we've hosted them on actual Halloween. This year, the committee decided to host it on Saturday before Halloween. And in collaboration with the Morro Bay Farmers Market, because they already have parts of the street closed off, and then we just had to close off a little more. We met with them. They really loved the Farmers Market Committee really loved the idea, and they even handed out candy and fruits and stuff. So we will continue to do this. We also thought that families liked this because this is another opportunity for their kids to get some, you know, Halloween events, put their costumes on, and then also not compete with a school night. So with Halloween being on a Monday, now they could say, well, you already did a lot of trick-or-treating. No, you don't. Halloween falls on soccer season. So, you know, we don't want to bother that. So we're in the afternoon. It all worked out, and we all voted that we'll continue hosting it on Saturday before Halloween. Any questions or...
No, that sounds like it went over really well. It was a good idea, so thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
We have a motion to receive and file C4.
I make a motion to receive and file C4.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No opposition? We'll receive and file C4. Next up is C5, the Parks Project.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go ahead and take this one because my name's on it. Verbal report, standing verbal report. What I did want to mention first before I jump into the projects themselves is we had talked about our joint parks tour with our Public Works Advisory Board. And they asked if we would be able to participate in March or May. So if you want to discuss that real quick and we could decide now or get back to me and let me know what makes most sense for your board. And we can go ahead and join whichever month you choose.
Either works for me. March is nice. May is warmer.
Yeah. May's better. May's better? Okay. Let's try May.
May.
May it is. Great. So, real quickly, update on our bocce court. The last time we met, I believe we had concrete poured, drainage rock in place. Since then, we've got the a layer of decomposed granite in place now, so that's been firmly packed. And we did receive the top surface, which I believe I explained last time. It's not as fine as a clay, a little different than an oyster shell. It's a synthetic material that's supposed to last a little longer, but play very similar to oyster shell. So it's been delivered, but we're holding off on installing that until the surrounding area is designed completely and planted. We didn't want the other surrounding sandy dirt to kind of mix in with the nice expensive top surface. So that was our plan, and that plan will be decomposed granite firmly packed around the court itself, and then we'll have some plants throughout the area, not too heavily planted, but more of a, you know, the low water type of landscaping. And then we'll also be looking at benches, a storage cabinet, and then the scoring system. So I believe the project completion was projected in March of 23. We're hoping to be out there playing before the end of this year, but we'll see. We would rather, I think, overcommit. How's that go? Well, anyway, sometime soon, we'll keep you guys all informed. And there will be not a groundbreaking like we did right before COVID, but it'll be a grand opening this time. So we'll probably have a little small tournament, something like that. So that's bocce. I did want to mention also that there were some new elements purchased for our skate park. You might recall a couple years ago, one of our skate park elements was pretty well rusted out, and we had to go ahead and throw that one away, unfortunately. But did gather up the funds to purchase a new quarter pipe, as well as what they call a coffin. And our office, through Ken Zink, worked with our Public Works Department to first of all, pick the elements. Ken did that one. And now he's working with the Public Works Office to install. So we have the items here. It's just a matter of getting the time for these guys to put them together and put them in place. So we're excited about that. The skate park still is found in front of the teen center, or let me rephrase that, the Boys and Girls Club, formerly known as the teen center. So that's pretty exciting. And just really on a quick sidebar, Boys and Girls Club, as we did report last meeting, did sign a lease document. They've got the keys to the teen center and are looking at some remodel work. And the initial plan was to open in January. I'm hearing that's going to be delayed a little bit. So sometime 2023, we should see that that facility opened up. And Coleman Park, I have nothing further to report on that other than just to remind you that our Public Works Office, along with Recreation Services, was able to pick up close to $800,000 in grant funding for that park area. We did have public hearings to discuss the designs. We haven't formalized the design quite yet. So we're looking forward to, you know, probably a couple more public hearings to discuss and to help design the final product while we're still looking for other grant funding. We did, in that area, just so you know, had a rededication of the Filipino plaque, which celebrates the first landing of Filipinos in our area in the mid-1500s. The plaque is affixed into a rock that looks oddly just like Morrill Rock. Somebody pointed that out to me at the event, so I did take a step back and look at it. Yeah, it kind of does look like the shape of Morrill Rock. So, anyways, that was removed from the basketball court area at Coleman Park, and now it's closer to the old water intake building in that section of Coleman Park. So that, along with some other type of heritage items that we're looking to put in place there as well for Chumash and the Salinan tribes, we'll be incorporating that into the overall master plan of the Coleman Park area. That's what I have with regard to Coleman Park and other park projects. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Questions? Very good. A lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion to receive and file C5.
I'm motion to receive and file C5.
Second. I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Seeing no opposition, we will receive and file C5. And move on to the next agenda item, which is the future agenda items. Are there any future agenda items, Mr. Carmichael, that we'd like to...
Nothing that I have, and this is your opportunity to go ahead and agendize a topic if you have something that's really burning and want to agendize. You'll need I think you do need a quorum, if I recall, to agendize a topic. But I don't have any, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's try that. That'd be good.
Yeah, the commission would like the staff to see if we can't locate a possible place to put another pickleball court. I know we've talked about that in years past, and I just want to know if there's a practical place we might put one in case we feel the need to expand the pickleball facilities.
Anything else? Thank you.
So this is hoping off topic. So they figured out the restroom for Coleman Park. Is that part of the, But we're still in the planning stages for all that.
Yeah, still in the planning stages on that. We had a preliminary location very close to the old restroom. However, due to the increase in the grant funds and the greater understanding of a need for a master plan for the area, we held off on just installing that that prefabricated bathroom. So I hope to see that sometime in 2023, but I don't have a timeline or a location for it.
Okay. Are we working on a revised master plan then for that?
That's correct, yeah.
Great. That's good. Thank you.
And then just real quickly, back to the pickleball court discussion that you want to agendize, we do need two other commissioners to agree to agendize it.
I will agree to agendize it.
Yep.
I agree.
And can I, thank you. And then just for clarification, it's pickleball court location.
Yeah, just to.
Possible location.
To advise us, yes, if there's a practical location where we might construct one.
Thank you.
And practical being a keyword.
Very good. So now it's time to adjourn. We're adjourning to the next regular Recreation and Parks Commission meeting at 6 p.m. Thursday, January 19th, held right here at the Veterans Memorial Building, Morro Bay, California, Surf Street. We're adjourned.
Happy Thanksgiving.